Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. This is a Friday episode, so it's a quick episode, and we are going to start with a rating and review. This one is by John Lawyer. I actually just interviewed John recently. John says, Marcia is an amazing host with a great message for the world. The conversation on the show flows great, and it's helpful to the audience too. Love the show. Don't miss out as a listener or a guest. Thank you so much, John. I always, always appreciate the rating reviews. And as we are nearing episode 700, I just am asking if you want to hear your name shouted out on the show, please leave a rating review. It really, really does help the show to go. Okay. Quick episode. This comes from a client session that I had. She knows I'm sharing the message. I'm never going to share her name, but I know how relevant this message is for others. Who are you when you can't see it yet? That also means, who are you when it's not working out? Who are you when things are feeling like, am I even on the right track? What do you say to yourself when things are not working out according to plan, which is almost always, so let's just be real for a second. What changes in your values, in your beliefs, your actions, how you take care of yourself, what you do or don't do, or where you choose to live? I'm talking mentally, like mentally, where do you choose to live when things are not working out? This came up from a really spicy conversation with a client, and I love my clients. I'm very much of a straight shooter. But it is a client who is struggling because she was in a space and environment where it looks like everyone is killing it. And in some ways they are, but I always say, you know, we don't know a person's story. We think we know their story, but we don't. Because this episode hit, I knew it was relatable and I wanted to share it. And I shared it on my stories and people were like, whoa, this one hit. So I knew, here's an episode. So life can feel really frustrating, right? When we're focusing on what isn't working. Oh my God, I've been here so many times, it's not even funny. But when we focus on what isn't working, what is going wrong, the mistakes that we've made, when we are stuck in comparison, when we're looking externally, when we think everyone else has it figured out, when we feel late to the game, all of those things, think someone else having more success, I can't do it because she's doing it, I can't do it like she does. I mean, whatever substitute in, whatever words you're saying to yourself, because this is true. Like, this is what happens. This is the message that we say to ourselves. So when we're stuck in this comparison with everyone else, who is further ahead of us? Like, we put ourselves in this, it's a downward spiral loop that happens. And when we're in that space, it feels like, what have I done? Like, what have I done? This is not working. I can't figure this out. And also what happens then, if you say those words, what have I done? This isn't working. I can't make this work. All of a sudden, all of those things that you've said to yourself, that they can do it, I can't, these pieces, you know, you start to basically take yourself and you move yourself into, like, you know, victimville, where it's like, this is not meant for me. This is obviously not meant for me and I can't do it. And what happens is now your subconscious mind is like, oh, did you ask for proof of all of the times that it didn't work? Because let me show you. Like, let me show you all the times that it didn't work. And before you know it, you're literally in this spiral of seeing all the things that didn't work out. And that is just not ever going to set you up for success. So I know it's a frustrating feeling and I get it. I let this client have her rant because she's allowed. These are human feelings. They're emotions. We're allowed to experience them. But do we live there? And then when it was done, I said, okay, here we go for a second. Who are you when things are not working out? Who are you when you can't see it yet? I think it's more important who you are in these moments than you are when everything's going great. When you're on top of the world and it's like, wow, I feel like everything is just coming out the way it's meant to be. And if that's you, amazing. But I also know the dichotomy of like having things work out, like having incredible things work out while navigating something hard at the same time. Like they both go together to me. But if you're in this space where it's like, I feel like everything is just winning, then amazing, amazing. And I think it's really important that we don't make the highs in our business, in our life, be so high. I think you should celebrate. Don't get me wrong. I think you should celebrate. But don't make them so high that they mean like, I've got it. I'm figuring it out. I'm doing these things. That's not confidence. That's ego. And when we go from that space, what happens when the ball swings back the other way? Because it will. That's life. It's like just part of life. When challenges come in, when things get difficult and the ball swings back the other way, now when it's low, what are you making that mean about you? Are you now telling yourself like, oh my God, I didn't have that success. Look at the success I had last week and I'm not having it now. And it's, now I suck. Now I suck. I can't do this. Like, who am I to do this? It's amazing how it'll swing right back down. And what you make it mean about you in that time is going to take you under. It's going to take you under if you're not careful. And so what do you do? Okay, great, Marsha, what do? I'm in this space. I feel like things are not working. I hear you. And this is something that I've walked through many, many times. Last year, I openly share it. Like it felt like the bottom fell out from us multiple times over last year in 2023 to the point where I was like, I don't think I'm meant for this. Like, I think I just need to get a job because I can't figure out what to do next. And things are not working. My energy was not in the space to be building a business. We were in a bit of a survival mode because of things that we were walking through. And so I felt myself in this space of like, I can't see it. I can't see a way out. When you can't see a way out, then what can you do to double down on taking care of you? How can you become so much better at your boundaries, at your self-care, your nervous system regulation, your support, who has access to you and who doesn't? How can you focus, like double down, focus on what your thoughts and your words are? Are you speaking life into where you've come from of what's not working out, or are you speaking about where you're going? Because that's all that matters. Right? You can only do one or the other. Your thoughts are going to replay the past or create the future. That's it. So can you speak life into where you're going and what you're doing? So when it's not working out, if you're only talking about all the ways it's not working, you're not setting yourself up for success because you're not pouring back into you. We're in a bit of a victim mindset then. And it's this external, like the world's working out for everyone else in the world, but it's not working out for me. And when we're in that space, I like to give this example. I'm a little bit of a smart ass, but I like to give this example. I actually think the universe needs to see you in motion in order for anything to come your way. Let me correct that. It'll come your way, but you won't see it. I think the universe likes to match you. So I'm not big on like this. I'm not a manifestation coach by any means. I'm just way more practical in a sense of how I see things because I understand how our mind works and our subconscious mind works. I think the universe will match you when you start to move. And what I mean by this is that if things are not working out and you're sitting in this victim pile of crap, so angry and frustrated the world, and you're not taking care of you and you're not doing the things that you need for yourself, the universe could literally show up at your door with like, here's everything you've ever asked for. And you're like, when is this going to change for me? This is not for me. This is not working. When you're in that space, you're not even making yourself available for what is possible and for the opportunities that are possible. You are in a space that you are not ready. This is like self-leadership. How can you lead yourself on a daily basis? Like we can lead ourselves when things are going great and easy. I get that. But can you lead yourself when it really feels like it's not? How can you double down on pouring back into yourself so that you can give yourself a fighting chance in order to be ready when things do unfold and change? There were so many times last year that I literally thought, I hate the thought of quitting, because this year has changed so much in so many ways. And I'm so blessed for the work that I get to do that I can't even imagine if I would have quit. I would have never known. It's like that 3 feet from gold. I didn't hit gold, just so you know, but 3 feet from gold, that the book, sometimes we're literally 3 feet away from the end and striking gold, hitting what we're trying to desire, what we want to create, and we quit because we can't see it. So who are you when you can't see it? How do you take care of yourself? How do you focus? How do you like double down on all of those tools for yourself when you're in that space? How do you do that? What does that look like? Those are some of the things that are incredibly important to best take care of yourself, your own mindset, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, all of those things. How do you take care of you so that when the opportunity turns, when something shows up for you, you're ready. You're like, I know what's coming. And focus on where you're going. The other way that this works, actually, one of the only ways I think that this works, is blinders. I swear at her in a couple of nice ways because we were just in this fired up conversation. I swear at her. It just came up. But it's this piece of like, where are your blinders? Put your blinders on. Put your blinders on. Like literally put them on. Stop looking at what everyone else is doing and know for certain that you don't know their story. Stop looking at what they're doing and focus on what can you do? Where are you going? What are you creating? What is it going to look like? What are you going to see? What do you feel? What are you going to feel? What are you going to hear? All of those things. See that vision. You actually have to see it before you can believe it. That's really how our mind works. If you want, and I mean, see it in your own mind. What do you see? What do you feel? What do you hear? You can experience that emotion. That's how all of a sudden you build this belief that there's safety in you're able to handle this growth, this expansion, all these pieces. So I've been practicing since the beginning of January that with every connection that I have, every call that I have, every discovery call, every message and DM, I like sit in a moment of gratitude and thank you for this connection. Whether they join to work with me or not, that's fine. Whether they join to like any of my programs, great, that's fine. Like that's literally how I'm looking at it, is very unattached in that if it is the right time for them, good. And if it's not, that's okay too. And I've actually said no to more things. I'm actually more proud of the no's that I've said, to be honest, than even the growth in the business, because that's me honoring what is going to work for me. And if I do that, then I will be able to bring the best to my clients. But if I take on all these things that are not aligned because I'm chasing a dollar, then my energy is going to be off and my clients are going to have the best results anyways. That's toxic money. It's toxic money. And trust me, we've already taken some this year. And it was like, nope, let's not do that anymore. Let's not do that. So who are you when you can't see it yet? And when you can't see it, double down on who you are, what you do, how you take care of yourself, your focus, the attention that you give, the time on social media, where your blinders are, focusing on where you're going, what you're creating, and double down on all those things. And then as you do that, you are leading yourself through a difficult time, through a challenging time. When things turn back around, because they will, things are always cyclical. When they turn back around, you are ready in a position to take advantage of the opportunities that are showing up for you. It's something I have said for probably 10 years is incredible opportunities and possibilities happen every single day. Every single day. Opportunities and possibilities happen every single day, and I'm ready to receive them. So little things like this can really shift your mind when you can't see it yet. And I just want to add this one little caveat here, because I have people of all ages in my programs and listening to this podcast. I'm 54. My client was 55. And she said, you know, I feel like everywhere I go, it is just, I'm too late to the game. And I'm like, that's what you keep telling yourself. And I've told myself that for a long time. You're not late. You're right on time. You wouldn't be who you are today if you had not walked through the lessons and the experiences that you have. Focus on where you're going and see it before to believe it. And double down on all those strategies. And when it turns around, you're going to be more than ready. I hope that this message supports you today and it lands for somebody, because I know it's meant for somebody. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life.
If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.